for the power and providence of God and find challenge in the insecurity of freedom. Old Testament scholar Walter Brueggemann observes, "Most of us are so accustomed to these stories that we are insensitive to the radical and revolutionary social reality that emerged. Israel would have to devise laws, patterns of governance and order, norms of right and wrong, and sanctions of accountability." On Boxing Day in 1989, Romania was in turmoil. The previous day, President Nicolae Ceausescu, unable to quell the tide of dissent in Bucharest, had been tried and executed. Nobody was in charge. Western reporters flooded into the country from the south, searching for someone who could speak English. And when they found an English speaker, her words were scarily prescient in summing up not only Romania's predicament and the unraveling of order in the old Soviet bloc, but in prefiguring what has now been unfolding across the Middle East. She said, "We have freedom, but we don't know what to do with it. When you are free, it's hard to know where your next meal is coming from. When you serve the emperor, he will make sure that you have food so that you can survive and work another day. The empire's job is to have storehouses of grain, great reserves of oil, so that you will continue to punch the clock and get your little ration." I love repeating the old proverb, "If you bow before the king, you will never have to eat lentils. But if you learn to love lentils, you will never bow to the king." In the wilderness of freedom, there are no storehouses of grain. There's only daily manna. The road is open, and you have to travel light. Israel knew they had manna and quail for today. But what about tomorrow? And they learned they had to trust God. If you wish to be free, to serve God and not empire, you must employ spiritual discipline. You must employ the spiritual discipline of managing your fears of insufficiency and want, and you must manage your skills for community living. So here it is. The strategy of empire is to replace the passion for freedom, the sustenance of mutuality, with the fear of dependency and want. Walter Brueggemann asserts that every empire seeks to replace human freedom with a program of achievable satiation. It boils down to bread and the occasional circus. Brueggemann continues, and this is important, "It requires the annulment of the neighbor." I'll say it again. "It requires the annulment of the neighbor as life giver in history, so that we can imagine that we live outside of history as self-made women and men. Empire expects that in our satiation we will neither have the wits, nor the energy, nor the courage to think freely about any other kind of future. So how does Israel, and more to the point, how do we shake off our dependence on empire? The yummy smells of flesh pots and the shiny allure of chariots, how are we to join up with God who leads us through the waters into freedom. And first and foremost, we must lose our slave mentality. God is not interested in forming a community of slaves. God is interested in blessing a freedom-loving people. And it turns out that God is after a good deal more than people who are very good at surviving. There's something in us, however, it's a caveat, that wants to roam. And we confuse that with freedom. Israel was free, but freedom without the structure of holy order will wear you out. Anyone who's ever lived with a three-year-old knows that. If there is no order, if there is no spiritual discipline, if there is no faithfulness to covenant, we will become weary of having to negotiate absolutely everything. If there is only license, then the roaming, which initially masqueraded as freedom, becomes yet another form of slavery. But God loved them, saw their wandering, and God yearned to bless them, even as slavery continues to cling. They expected nothing more of a master than daily food. But Yahweh was up to something else, something unprecedented in the ancient world. Through Moses, God dismantled the politics of empire, the politics of oppression and exploitation, and replaced it with a politics of justice, a politics of compassion. A new thing was created to match God's vision of freedom. A theophany at Sinai announced the inbreaking new community. God told them to wash themselves, to wash their clothing, to get prepared for a blessing. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery, and predicated on this saving act the commandments follow. So elegant. Later to be summed up by Jesus, you shall love your God and your neighbor as yourself. This is not a word to slaves. This is the emerging shape of freedom. Today we will focus on commandment number 4, the commandment to keep the Sabbath, was utterly unique. It was the distinctive mark of Judaism. No ancient society had a weekly day of rest, certainly not for slaves. But this freedom-loving God had a day of rest, and God's people are commanded to do the same thing. A day of rest is possible, I mean, it's elemental when you think about it, because God has provided enough food. In order to have a day of rest, you have to have enough food. So the manna is given so that Israel may rest. Of course, taking a day of rest in the ancient world and in our world usually requires servants. Now, most of us don't have household servants, but we do, don't we? They are at McDonald's and Walmart. I'm told they're ready to serve me 24 hours at Harris Teeter. So listen to Brueggemann's commentary on this radical departure from the way you and I live. The fourth commandment to keep the Sabbath is, in fact, a complete and comprehensive work stoppage. There is no mention in here of worship. Look at what it says. The way in which this commandment is to be kept, what makes it distinctive, what makes it holy, what makes it special, what separates Judaism from all other religions, is a one day a week comprehensive work stoppage. A wondrous commandment, blessing a people freed from the house of slavery. It is to be separated from all other days of required activity, productivity, coerced performance, self-securing, or service to other human agents. Moreover, and let's think about this, this is 1300 BC. It is not the special privilege of men. The entire community is to participate, to bear witness. Neither you, not your son, nor your daughter, your manservant or maidservant, not your animals, not the alien in your gates. Anybody here ever experience Paris when the French workers strike one of the metro lines? Or the airport or the museums? This is the meaning. This is a marginal people writing this down while exiles in Babylon, commanding a once a week comprehensive work stoppage. Why? Because the end and purpose of human life is not endless productivity. What does the Westminster Shorter Catechism say? The chief end of human life is to love God and enjoy Him forever. Israel rests because God rests. As it turns out, God is not a workaholic. God has no need to be more secure, to be more sufficient, to be more in control, to be more noticed. And we're made in the image of God. Therefore, trusting in God's providence, we have no need to be made more secure, more productive, more in control, more noticed. We are not talking about stuffing the community of faith into a once-a-week straitjacket. Rather, the comprehensive work stoppage is concerned with weekly, disciplined, regular disengagement from systems of productivity whereby the world uses people, animals, and the land to exhaustion. You believe it? Go over to UNC hospitals and talk to a resident. I have. So, among other things, God commands the community of faith to not work other people or use up any part of the created order until it is utterly depleted. Further, all God's creatures, and most important, are to luxuriate in being honored ends, not mobilized means to anything beyond themselves and their favored relationship with God. A member of the Bible study group recalled a sermon by a Hispanic preacher who reminded her congregation at the time that it wasn't all about them. This was a comfortable community. They had some control over their schedules. This was about not abusing people who have no control over their work schedule. This comprehensive work stoppage is the great leveler. All of creation is dignified and honored by Sabbath rest. So let's get back to the work stoppage on the Paris Metro. Rick and I went through that. This is back in the days of payphones. So we were really stranded. We didn't know how we were going to get in touch with my cousins. Anyway, nobody likes it. Nobody likes it when the French strike. At least of all, those who imagine themselves to be in charge, those with sacred agendas that must supersede all others. Those French workers, whether we like it or not, are exercising a subversive freedom. And that kind of subversive freedom upends empire. You know, leaving the fleshpots of Pharaoh introduced insecurity in the lives of these former brickyard workers. Further, an exiled, marginal, subjugated people now in Babylon are going to perform a weekly, comprehensive work stoppage. They will do that, as we all know, at their peril. The Babylonians are still firmly in charge. If Israel's faith overcomes her insecurities, she will threaten the forces of an empire that still will crack the whip, and did. This struggle never goes away. The empire will strike back. To be faithful to this God who demands our unswerving allegiance, we must embrace these life-giving commandments that protect us, that protect our humanity, our dignity. We must nurture and protect the covenant community. No one can do this alone. We must remain disciplined and vigilant in our preparation to meet forces that continually seek to bend our necks into the yoke of coercion. They will never stop it. In this season of Lent, brothers and sisters, let us live as free people. Let us reignite a love of lentils, that we may never bow to the king. Let's proclaim a weekly snow day. I want to thank the Wednesday morning Bible study for that. Let's observe a seventh day power outage. Can we make room for the God who's always made a way for us? Let's do a thorough spiritual house cleaning to get God out of the rafters and back in the center. To enjoy God, to rest with God, to imagine new futures with God, an alternative future that envisions more for this beautiful creation than laboring to exploit everything and everyone to exhaustion. We're better than that. If exiles in Babylon could stage a weekly work stoppage and enforce it for all people, for the animals, and for the land, is it really beyond us to do the same? In this Lenten season, remember who you are. Remember how precious you are to God, and rest in the confident knowledge that your chief purpose in life is to love God and enjoy God forever. In the name of Jesus Christ and through His Spirit, we welcome you to the United Church of Chapel Hill, an open and affirming God is still speaking congregation of the United Church of Christ. You're welcome here if your work life has given you little respite and you long for Sabbath rest. You are welcome here if you own your schedule and therefore have the opportunity to honor Sabbath for yourself, for those who work with and for you, and those who share your household. You are welcome here if lentils have been your food, but do not taste of freedom, but are only a reminder of want. And you are welcome here if you have no concern about securing enough food for yourself and your family beyond what is good and pleasing to eat. You are welcome here if you have found love and support and sustenance in the community of faith. And you are welcome here if you are lonely and adrift, and a community that cares for you remains elusive, no matter who you are, no matter where you are in life's journey, you are welcome here. You are welcome here. I'd invite you to find the friendship registers that are at the edge of your pew. Please sign those, include your email address, pass them back and forth, and please remain following the service of worship to greet one another. So as we come to this time of offering, let us give, let us enjoy this opportunity as a free people. who have been given that freedom by a loving God.